It's Thursday, January 14th, AD 2021. This is The World View in 5 minutes, written by yours truly and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. With only 7 days left in President Trump's term, Democrat Congressman Steny Hoyer of Maryland made the closing argument on the House floor for a second impeachment.
Upon the foundations of virtue, reason, and patient wisdom laid down by George Washington as our first president, Donald Trump has constructed a glass palace of lies, fear-mongering, and sedition. Last Wednesday on January 6th, the nation and the world watched it shatter to pieces. There can be no mistaking any longer the kind of man sitting in the Oval Office. The curtain has been pulled back. The office to which he was elected could not temper or reform him. Washington's legacy was passed down to us not as written decrees, but understood norms, how we ought to act, how we ought to conduct ourselves. Term after term, each occupant has observed those norms out of a recognition that our Constitution's articles are not the only preservative of our democracy.
And Republican Congresswoman Liz Cheney of Wyoming, the third-ranking House Republican, said in a statement, quote, "There has never been a greater betrayal by a president of the United States of his office and his oath to the Constitution," end quote. President Trump might echo the words of King David,